From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Washington State, the cost of smoking is going up next week. As of January 1st, the state will have the highest tobacco taxes in the country, and a pack of name-brand cigarettes will cost more than $5. The state and anti-smoking advocates believe the stiff new tax will cut the number of smokers and also produce more tax revenues. But as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle, higher taxes are also likely to produce more cigarette smuggling and crime.
In Virginia, smokers pay 2.5 cents per pack in taxes. In Kentucky, it's 3 cents. In North Carolina, a nickel. But here in Washington State, smokers will pay $1.42.5 per pack in taxes. For years, the state has taxed tobacco at a fairly high rate, and it's had a correspondingly high rate of contraband, cigarettes and tobacco on which no tax was collected. And, says Mark Garrillo of the State Department of Revenue, once the new tax is in place,
contraband sales undoubtedly will go up. We just don't know by how many. We think even today, even before the tax was raised, that one out of three cigarettes smoked in the state is a contraband cigarette.
One big reason, he says, is the ease of getting tax-free cigarettes.
One common source, and we think a source that accounts for about 60% of the evasion, are Indian smoke shops.
There are about 50 Indian smoke shops around the state. Since they're on tribal land, they don't have to charge state taxes. Many are just a short drive from the urban centers of Seattle and Tacoma. And they lure customers with drive-through windows and very low prices.
All major brands, including Marlboro's, are $35.45. They're $3.65 a pack.
Come the first of the year, those same smokes, purchased at a local supermarket, will probably cost more than $5 a pack, $50 a carton. Technically, the cigarettes bought at Indian smoke shops must be consumed on tribal land. If not, the smokers are committing a misdemeanor by not paying state tax. But the law is almost never enforced.
Once a person drove off the reservation, do you really want to spend a police officer's money and pull them off because they bought a pack of cigarettes or even a carton of cigarettes?
Puyallup Tribal spokesman John Weimer.
Now, if somebody is buying massive quantities of tobacco and stuff like that, I think that would be a big concern of not only the tribe, but of anybody else that it would affect. And we don't see that happening.
Indian smoke shops are not the only avenue for those who want to save money. Washington smokers can drive to Idaho or Oregon, where taxes are less. Or they can buy from out-of-state mail-order firms or off the internet. Once the big tax hike goes into effect, even more smokers are expected to take advantage of the enforcement loopholes. That means fewer fully taxed cigarettes will be bought by the public, and less tax money will end up in state coffers. Nevertheless, the state does expect a net gain of about $120 million in new taxes. But Mark Smith, a spokesman for Brown and Williamson, the nation's third largest tobacco company, says Washington State will pay a huge price for the increased revenue.
You're going to see a huge increase in organized crime, and you're going to see an increase in people doing casual smuggling that they never did or would consider before. And the sad thing is that it kind of encourages illegal activity at the organized level and at the personal level, and it breeds a disregard for tax laws in this country.
Smith raises the specter of trucks containing cigarettes getting hijacked, and he notes that in North Carolina, federal prosecutors have linked alleged cigarette smugglers to terrorists. But Eric Lindblom of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says cigarette companies exaggerate crime-related problems. What cigarette companies are really concerned about, he says, is something very basic. Higher taxes mean fewer smokers.
We have internal cigarette company studies, all sorts of surveys and data that show if you raise state cigarette taxes or federal cigarette taxes, you'll reduce smoking, especially among kids, especially among low-income people and families.
No one knows precisely what impact the tax increase will have on smokers or smugglers, but Washington's experience will likely be watched by other states considering their own tax hikes on tobacco. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.